This is your host, D. Wells, of Why Not You? And we are back with part two with Tammy Renee. And we're just going to continue this conversation. She lit it up in the first episode. It was an incredible, inspirational story. And she talked about just being a high school dropout to being a game changer. This entrepreneur is lighting away, which just is a reminder that your past doesn't define you. And writing your vision and channeling the right energy can bring your dreams to the forefront. Now, whether you're an underdog, introvert, or simply seeking your path, it's about moving through the past, aligning actions with core values, and embracing the leader within you. Tune in, get inspired, and remember, the only thing stopping you from reaching your full potential is you. Let's transform together. Why not you?
Welcome to another episode of Why Not You with your host, Derek Wells, where we talk with leaders and entrepreneurs who are doing what they love to do. They'll share insights into overcoming adversity, the systems they use, along with the power of personal growth, faith, and much more. Our goal is to empower you with personal growth, faith, and a plan for ultimate success. Now, here's Derek with another life-changing story.
You have to break down little goals. You start taking actions in your life that will lead you on that path, that will lead you in that direction, because you'll start picking activities that align with the big vision. Does that make sense?
It does. And I love what you just said, because you said pick it. You said so. You said seeing it, feeling it, like attaching some kind of emotion to the vision,
hearing it, and being it,
and now aligning some kind of aligning activities that's going to take you. People don't know how to do that.
And you know, it's crazy, because when you're I'm not bragging on myself, but I am, but I teach what I know, right?
Right.
But when you are a natural at doing that and you're not even aware, you just think everybody knows.
Right.
You just think everybody understands this. Mm-hmm. You just think, you know, well, they know what they're doing. They know how to do it, but it comes back down to that awareness. They're not even aware.
Right. And I think the first time I actually heard somebody actually talk about attaching an emotion to a vision or what it is that you want to do was I was listening to some old school Jim Rohn, and he was talking about that, and I was like, wow, attach an emotion to what it is that you want to do. And it was like once I heard that and got it, I was like, okay, now I know what this feels like. Okay, mm-hmm. Now I know what I want to feel like all the time. So but you also have to be in that moment, it seems like, 24/7, so you can actually accomplish the things that you want to do, because and just operate as you've already attained it.
Yeah, I guess you could say you're in that energy 24/7.
I know it's hard to, but at
not.
The same time, right?
You know, you start off by being very intentional, mm-hmm. but once you start being intentional, things become a habit. So once they're a habit, it just seems natural at that point.
Yeah.
So to get out of your comfort zone or to go back to what you used to be like and hold the energy you used to hold becomes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want to experience that. You don't want to be in that. You start knowing you don't want to be in that energy. It doesn't really do it. And I'm not saying people don't have bad days. I'm not saying people don't get sick. These are normal things that we're not happy-go-lucky every day 24/7. You know, we still face challenges. Our challenges are probably different than what they used to be, because we've upgraded our self-awareness. So now we have different types of challenges. Mm-hmm. And in order to remember how those feelings feel, I really do think experiencing challenges and bad times and conflict keeps a reminder that you don't want to stay in that energy. You deal with it, you reflect on it, and you move on, right?
That's it.
work to stay in the energy once you've started creating that energy. Yeah. And I'm glad I can use the word energy on here because that's what I do.
That's right. And it's transferable too.
Yeah, so you can't use that term everywhere you go. I don't know if you know, but I am also a Reiki master.
I didn't know that.
I've been a Reiki master for 15 years.
Wow.
So energy is a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. I feel it. I use it. I tap into it. I share it. I receive it.
But I mean, it's so true though, because you can just walk into a room, right? And people say, okay, I've just felt your energy type of thing. And so people are aware of it.
They're aware of it.
Uh-huh.
They just kind of think when they hear that word, it's like some kind of voodoo, magic,
or psychic devilish, or something. Yeah.
Whatever they think. I mean, I personally work with angels, but I also use the analogy is, you know, when somebody stumps their toe and you hurt, that's an energy transfer.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling the pain even though you didn't stump your toe. They stumped their toe.
Right. So when you're working with somebody and somebody's like, all right, I need help. I need help moving from point A to point B. What are some of the things that you just really want to accomplish, you know, with clients or people that you work with?
What I really want a client accomplish is they fulfilling their desires, their dreams, their goals. That's the ultimate goal. But I also want to accomplish is to make sure they know why they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we'll get into a coach and then we don't even like that subject or we don't even like that topic. And so we spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on something we're not even using. And then we go find a different coach because we want to move a different way. Mm-hmm. But the real core thing, the real thing is everything that we do together has to align with your core and personal values. Because if they align with your core and personal values, you are more apt to be successful. You are more apt to follow through. You are more apt to, you know, obtain everything that you want to obtain. And you start to learn how to do that without me. You start to learn how, you don't have to come to me for every little thing. You can use this by knowing if you align things with your core and your personal values, you can move forward and you're moving in the right direction. That's important to know. You're moving in the direction you're supposed to be moving in. Because again, you know, and your core values and personal, well, your core values will probably stay the same, but your personal values will fluctuate based on where you're at in your life.
Yeah.
So I may not have the same personal values as I'm going to have when I'm making $1 million.
Right.
You know, I'm going to have a different value.
Yeah.
So those will fluctuate, but we start where you're at so that it can grow to what you want.
And you know what? As you were talking, it just made me think of what you talked about earlier as far as why are you working over here at Amazon when you want to be a pilot? And then, so helping people actually identify what it is that they're good at that eliminates them. Yeah, just wasting a whole lot of time and energy doing something that I guess it comes down to like
a job
or like somebody who wants to play baseball who has no hand-eye coordination, knowing that they should probably be over here in the lab doing some Einstein stuff.
Right.
Don't tell me.
Right. And so that goes back to, you know, our parents or our spouses, they have certain expectations of what we need to be doing for life, how much money we should be making, how we should run our family. They have these expectations of us, but that's their expectations. But if you're not self-aware, you pick up those expectations for yourself.
Oh, you sure do. Because I was in that position just with school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to school for the wrong reason because they wanted me to go and I wasn't passionate whatsoever and it was just time and money wasted. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I decided all right, I know what I want to go to school for. It wasn't a waste no more because I was focused. Mm-hmm. I knew what my purpose was at that phase of life and what I needed mm-hmm. to accomplish. So I put the time and energy into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I do believe that, you know, sometimes there's situations where people can't get the jobs that they want at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural. But I do believe when you take a job, know why you're taking the job, not just taking the job for a paycheck.
Right.
Gain something from it. Even if you went to fast food, okay, well, let's see how to manage people. Work your way up to management. Don't stay a cashier.
Right.
Work your way up so you can learn these skills. Use it to your advantage. Right. Learn the skills so you can take those skills and go do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be an entrepreneur and you're working at McDonald's, well, don't just stay a drive-through order taker.
Right.
Learn how to manage people. Learn how they do their inventory. Learn how they hire and fire. You need to rapidly, and that's how I've always done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stay in a position for 6 months because I'm like, I'm not staying stuck.
Yeah.
So you need to rapidly get in, being self-aware, know right. who to talk to, know how to talk to them.
Right.
Get in, grow yourself. Always have a reason besides just the check why you're taking a job. Mm-hmm. You want to learn a skill. Well, I don't want to pay for it, so let me go get this job so I can learn the skill, make a little money on the side, take that skill and apply it to what I'm doing next.
Yep.
As I go for a higher paying job.
That's it, huh? Wow.
So what I can sit and talk all day long. I need a talking buddy.
Yeah,
I need a talking buddy. Or I can just sit and talk all day long. But I'm an introvert, so I don't go out and find none, right?
That's right, that's right. So I know a lot of what you're sharing is from experience. But what are some of the things also that you're doing to grow yourself so you can actually help other people?
So the things that I personally do is, first of all, when I started this process, I had a therapist, hands down. I had had a therapist before. It didn't work for me. We didn't vibe. So I thought therapy couldn't help me. So I didn't do it for years. And then when I actually started knowing that I needed to move forward, mm-hmm. I needed to do my healing, I needed all this, I started off with a therapist and I interviewed. So when you're looking for a therapist, you want to make sure that one meshes with your personality mm-hmm. and they understand you, because I'm very abstract in my language. Going to a therapist who is very mainstream, they just looking at me like crazy, you know? So you want to make sure that they understand you, your personality, your values, and you interviewing them back too, because you want to make sure that you mesh with them. Mm-hmm. So with my therapist, I also had coaching. It's two different things. So my coaching helped me to develop with all my back of the business stuff, all the contracts, the marketing, all of those, that great stuff. Yeah. That's where my business coach came in. So with my business coach and my therapist, and still staying in an area of living on purpose, you know, going on those vacations, not staying stuck, just still living life and following my desires and dreams.
Wow. That is huge.
I continue to learn all the time. I don't have all the information. Nobody in this world will ever have all the information.
I know.
But the more that you educate yourself on, the more knowledge you grow, the more wisdom you have.
Right.
So.
Because that's one of the things that, you know, since I became a certified member with John Maxwell and his organization, you know, he really emphasized, you know, you can't grow others unless you grow yourself. It, you know, it just starts with you. And you know, sometimes it's different for different people. Sometimes people think it's, oh, I just need to read this book. When it's not so much about reading the book, it's about putting yourself on time out and doing some reflection and writing, or doing what you're saying, like hiring a coach that could actually, you know, just kind of take you step by step through a process where now you're trying to, now wait, so now you're really figuring out like who am I really down to my core? So it takes, man, you got to go deep sometimes, even when you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But once you actually do it, it's like it's delivering you. And now you're operating on a whole nother level of freedom that mm-hmm. I don't think many people experience.
Right. So once you start admitting to yourself, say someone says that you are pushy. Mm-hmm. We're just going to use pushy.
Yeah.
Someone is calling you, you're so pushy. You're yeah. always pushy. And you're pushing back saying, no, I'm not. I'm just speaking my mind. Yeah. I'm just saying what I got to say. I'm just mm-hmm. asking you to do something. And if you're going to a therapist and your therapist can help you see how other people see you, you can auto-correct. So you can still get your message across, but you're not coming off. And I'm not saying you're changing yourself. You're just delivering it a different way.
Right.
Because to avoid that miscommunication and to avoid that pushback or that conflict, because now you know how people are going to react to you because this is your personality. This is how you are, you know, you're just able to learn how to react to how other people react to you when you're going through working with a therapist.
That's good. And so that's how, I mean, that's just another part of just being able to transform who you once were to become this new person mm-hmm. who you are designed and created to be. And so now people, I don't think, man, so many people out there, I wish they recognize and understood like how powerful they really are. Instead of just being in this place of, I don't know, just comfort or the complacency part and not investing the time to actually work on themselves to being able to transform. And I know mm-hmm. you're part of that because when you're helping somebody discover who they are, a lot of that stuff is transformational. And that's part mm-hmm. of your title too, transformational. Yeah. How important is that? Like, can you just elaborate on that part?
being a transformational is very, it's essential to growth. Let's just say that. It's mm-hmm. essential to growth. Why I have this love for a transformation is because I've experienced this so many times. If you go to my IG and you go back to when I started my IG, which was in 2021, I started IG. I literally put my transformations online for 3 years. I made probably about 5 transformations. So anybody who goes on there and goes to the very beginning, I didn't show up because I'm an introvert, right? I didn't show my face for a whole year. I didn't show who I was.
Wow.
I just wrote poetry or posted motivational or inspirational stuff.
Uh-huh.
But as I'm going through this transformation, now I'm starting to show my face some, but I'm still not speaking. I'm still not talking. I just put a pretty picture, you know? And so there's a process of going through the transformation so that you adapt and it's more foundational.
Right.
Then I went through this last phase. I'll just go back. I'll just skip over the other little phases, but I literally put it on there and told IG, I am putting my transformation on public notice. You can watch.
That's
and
awesome.
Through my healing and everything is on there. So once I got to the stage I'm currently in, you know, I had to stand up to, I got to get out there and talk. People got to hear what I got to say. You know, oh my gosh, I got to like influence people with my voice now, not just with words, you know? So it was essential for me to go through all that to get to where I needed to be mm-hmm. so that I can show up fully as who I'm supposed to show up as.
I heard that. Now, would you say, man, would you say your poetry had a lot to do with that, just with writing? Because I'm looking right behind you right there, and it says, there is no time like now to see your future in front of your eyes. I was like, yeah.
That's one of my quotes. This what I'm going to tell you now will sum up everything that we just kind of talked about today. It fits in perfectly. So remember I told you I dropped out of high school?
Yeah.
I had a fear of English. I had a fear of writing. I had a fear of talking because I might not pronounce my words right, or I might not say them right, or I might not spell right. So I would do everything. You learn how to adapt, right?
Right.
So I would do everything to adapt so that I didn't have to read from a page. I did not have to speak in front of people. I did not have to spell a word. You know, I adapt my life. And by doing that, I prevented myself from getting to the destination that I needed to be in. But once I started, and during the pandemic is when I started writing. I never honestly thought I would be an author. Never. But while I was doing my healing, I started releasing through poetry and writing introspective poetry. And it's a lot like what you see there. That's one of the quotes. But my book, it has long poetry, short poetry, all types of poetry in there. But it starts off with a quote. And even though that's through my own personal healing, it's written in a way where I can read it and reflect on another point in my life. So you can read it and reflect on a point in your life. And then in 2023, someone has said to me, why don't you write a book? I was like, I don't know. I want to write a book, but I need a ghostwriter. You know, I need a ghost. I just believed I need a ghostwriter because I ain't got time to be learning all that punctuation and periods and all that stuff. I need a ghostwriter. And then they brought it to my attention. You already have material. Oh, right. I do. And it's already punctuated. And it's hard because I took the time to learn it, but I kept telling myself I needed a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
So it prevented myself from writing. But once I realized that I had already been writing, now games change. I got two books. And game I'm working changer. On a third one.
There you go.
So it was one of the things that it goes back to facing your fears. I had a fear of English writing. I had a fear of English language.
Yeah.
And once I faced that fear, I was able to elevate to the next level. Wow.
That is outstanding. What a huge feat too, you know, just getting out of your comfort zone and doing something where you could definitely see like the progression part of everything that you've done and how it's Thank all you. Coming to fruition. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Bravo. You know, sir. Bravo.
So at this
phase of your life, how would you define success?
The way that I will define success at this stage in my life is when I get those phone calls to come speak on somebody's stage. I define that as success. I also define success and knowing that my words make a difference, knowing that my words are needed, wanted, and they are making a difference in inspiring and encouraging others. And of course, I got some financial dreams in there that define success.
Right.
And the last one I would say is when I'm able to go on a family vacation 2 times a year, and that doesn't mean domestic, that means international, then I'm successful.
That's right.
That don't mean going down to Florida to the beach. That means getting on a plane and going
somewhere.
Belize or Curacao or any of those places. So, yes, you know, As long as I'm, you know, when I get those, you know, getting phone calls to come and speak on stages, that's definitely the, I haven't gotten those phone calls I've had to seek so far, but when I get a call, can you come and speak?
Right.
Yes, I can. Now we're talking success because you're seeking out me.
Right. That's it. Wow. You're going to get there. You're going to get there because you already know it. You already know it. So before we wrap up.
But I wish it was today. But, you know, I got a little bit more patience left in me. I got a little bit more patience left.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I'll be like, God, come on now. It's been 3 years.
Come on. So for those, I mean, just before we wrap up, for those people who have, you know, who have the ideas and dreams and they have a passion that they would love to pursue, but for whatever reason, they're just, you know, they have a little apprehension or fear. Can you just share something to spark? Look, it's time to go. Just take action.
Yeah, I would like to share actually in a quote that I recently started using. And that quote is, to be the leader of your dreams, you need to know what your dreams are. And that's where it starts. You have to know what your dreams are, not someone else's dream, but to be the leader of your dreams, you need to know what your dreams are.
Wow. What a quote right there. Sweet and simple.
By me, of course.
That's right.
I can't believe how much I love writing. Like,
yeah,
that took that, you know, when you know you have these visions and then you're doing something you never thought you was gonna do.
Yeah.
Being an author is that for me.
That is, huh? Wow. What a story.
Mm-hmm.
What a story. And I just love everything that you said. And I think, and I already know that anybody who listens to this episode, they're gonna be inspired to transform. They definitely gonna be inspired to transform. I appreciate you, Terry Renee.
Right. We need to get some people out here and call me and be like, we want her on our stage.
Yeah, that's right.
Just get on stage and do a Q&A. That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
I love Q&As.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. Yep. And if you need to find me, I'm on Instagram at Tammy Renee_transformation and Facebook, where I'm more active right now, Tammy Renee Max.
Hey, thanks for joining me in this episode of Why Not You. This is your host, D. Wells, and I want to give a shout out and just thank Tammy Renee for coming on the show. What an awesome job. And I know y'all felt her energy. She was, this girl brought it. And I can see why she's impacting the lives that she is. And I just want to share this quote again by Nelson Mandela. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And you just think about the work that you actually have to do or get to a place where you actually are liberated from your past. I mean, Tammy, she shared how she had to get past one being an underdog, getting past her traumas and the triggers. And now she is actually helping other people do the same thing. And one of the key parts of being able to get past those things are being self-aware of what you're actually capable of. And sometimes you just need to dig deep, deep, deep and get outside help, whether it's your faith or just tapping into another resource. And so her story of just being an underdog to becoming an inspiring speaker, author, and podcaster reminds us that our past doesn't define us. And take some of the things that she said and apply them to your own personal life and tweak it however you need to tweak it to make it work for you in order to help yourself get to the next phase or just elevate whatever it is that you're doing, you know, visualizing the goals, evaluating your energy level also, because she was big on that as a Reiki master. So I just want to thank Tammy Renee again for coming on the show, just being vulnerable and transparent and sharing her wisdom with us. In the meantime, listen, y'all all have a blessed week. And remember, We cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You? Remember, have faith and believe in yourself. God does. Also, subscribe to our channel and go to our website for more free content and life-changing stories at thewhynotyou.com. Until next time.